The State Office of Energy Independence has given a $25,000 grant to the Premier Farm Supply Cooperative, a large co-op in southwestern Wisconsin. The money will assess the feasibility of producing and processing switchgrass to replace coal as a fuel source. State Agriculture Secretary Rod Nielsestuen says even though Wisconsin utilities import 26 million tons of coal each year, it's not a pipe dream to reduce that use.
Wisconsin has a lot of biomass. In fact, 15 million tons of biomass capacity, that would be enough to replace 13 million tons of coal a year. And, you know, God made Wisconsin to grow grass.
Nielsestuen admits a challenge is to get enough farmers to grow switchgrass and to find ways to collect it all in an economically sensible way. But he says one plus is that switchgrass is a perennial that grows well on marginal land. Andy Feeney is general manager of Premier Farm Cooperative. He says his agency will ask farmers what they need to move away a bit from growing corn, soybeans, and oats.
Basically, we plan to get a lot of our best producers together that can have the most immediate impact on it and just sit down and talk through what is it that they would be looking for. And we don't expect them to commit all their acres or even a big percentage of their acres, but some of their marginal ground.
Feeney says it'll depend on what kind of return per acre the farmers can earn versus growing conventional crops. He hopes to report back to the state by the end of the year. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.